This is the Computer Corner Show on News Radio 770 KKOB. For the next hour, they'll be taking your calls on computer problems and questions. The Computer Corner Show on News Radio 770 KKOB.
It is 11:06 a.m. and a happy Saturday morning to all of you within the sound of my voice. My name is Phil Shortell. I'm your host and the lead instructor at Computer Corner. You are logged on to the Computer Corner Radio Hour. And I'm here today with one of the expert technicians from Computer Corner, Mr. Bill King. And we're once again happy to have back with us one of the owners of Computer Corner, Carol Petronovich. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Phil.
Hey, if you're having a conundrum with your computer or are puzzled by your printer, we're here today to give you free computer advice for the next hour. Give us a call and we'll take those hardware and software questions.
We'll be taking your questions in just a couple of minutes. If you'd like to go ahead and jump in the queue now, you can call in at 243-3333 or 1-800-460-0770. Or if you have a Verizon cell phone, you can just hit #770 and you'll dial right in. Those are all free calls.
And as I always say, there's no question too small or too basic. We even welcome the simplest questions. In fact, we really like those easy ones.
We relish the easy ones, but we like the tough ones too.
That's true. So for the next hour, please consider us your personal computer consultants. You know, you've got Phil here. He's our lead instructor. So, you know, he's the software expert. Bill is one of our great technicians, so he's got your hardware questions covered. And I'm here to give you advice about what to buy and why, since I've been in the computer business for 25 years.
Hey, you know, folks, thank you very much for all of you. Listen, I've been hosting the Computer Corner Show for just over a year now.
Wow, I can't believe it. Time really flies, doesn't it? And congratulations, Phil, and thank you very much.
When did you actually take over as host?
My anniversary was actually the first of the month.
April Fool's Day. How fitting.
As always, you are gracious and kind with your words, Bill.
You left out that I'm also correct.
Be that as it may, thank you, Carol, for giving me this opportunity. It has been enormous fun. In fact, so much fun, I'm sometimes surprised you pay me to do this.
Well, you know, change that arrangement if you want.
No, please, I wouldn't want to put you to any trouble.
She pays you?
I do pay them both.
Oh.
Okay, then. Well, before we get to your calls, I have a few announcements that I know you won't want to miss. But first, I want to say thank you to all of you listening to the Computer Corner Show at our new time. Thanks to all our loyal listeners and to our many clients out there, too.
Computer Corner sponsors this show for a couple of reasons. One is that we hope to make your computing lives a little bit easier.
And also, it's a way we give back to the community, which actually leads me to my first announcement. If you're looking for a place to recycle your old computer equipment, Computer Corner is the place. Next Saturday, so a week from today, May 3rd, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., you can drop off any of your old computer equipment, monitors, printers, computers, all of that at Computer Corner.
That's at 4410 Manal. We are between San Mateo and Washington on the south side of the street.
We work with a nonprofit organization that ensures that all recycled equipment you bring to Computer Corner will either be refurbished and placed into other nonprofit organizations or properly disposed of to protect our environment.
You know, that's really important because there's so many components in monitors and, you know, the computer components themselves. They're actually dangerous to our environment and they need to be disposed of properly. So please recycle with us at Computer Corner.
Hey, just one more thing about the recycling. On the last show, our guest, Terry Bollinger, who's the head of the nonprofit that does the recycling, told us that as a standard part of the refurbishing done before the computers are given to nonprofits, the hard drives are wiped clean using Department of Defense-approved erasure standards, and there is absolutely no charge for that service.
That's a good deal now. I've heard recently that other companies are advertising recycling, and they say they'll do the DOD wipe, but they also want something like $50 to do it.
Yeah, and saving $50 in today's economy and doing a good deed by recycling at the same time, not too bad now, is it? Carol, you did say you had several announcements.
Yes, I do. Thank you. You know, at the beginning of the year, CompUSA went out of business all across the nation. And you know,
CompUSA?
Yeah, and despite their name sounding like, you know, a good old American company, they were actually based outside of the country in Mexico. Well, you know, 3 weeks ago, a competitor of ours in the state and local government arena, because we do some business with the state and local government, they were a competitor of ours. They closed their doors, and they were based in Texas.
And that leads us to?
Well, hang in there with me on this. Just let me explain. Dell Computers, I think everybody knows Dell, which is based in Texas, laid off a whole bunch of people in the past month. You know, hundreds, I think. And you know what they've done? They've given those support jobs to people outside of the United States.
Oh, I am starting to see where you're headed with this.
Yes, well, here's the thing. You know, we're still here. 25 years now, Computer Corner is still here. We provide jobs in New Mexico. We're headquartered in New Mexico. We pay our taxes in New Mexico. And, you know, not all of us like to pay those taxes, but, you know, they go for roads and security and our public safety and things like that, all in New Mexico. So, you know, the best way that we can fight back against any kind of recession these days is, first of all, by supporting local companies like Computer Corner, but others as well, whether it's books or clothes or whatever, support your local companies. And the second way is by not supporting those companies that send thousands of jobs outside of the United States.
Interesting, too. I recently read that HP, Hewlett-Packard, has brought jobs back to the United States.
Yeah, you know, HP is one of my favorite brands, and they are bringing jobs back. And they are also really into the recycling and manufacturing in an ecology-friendly fashion. In fact, what HP is doing is really worthy of its own topic on another show. It's a huge effort. Mm-hmm. They have going on.
Carol, you own an HP laptop.
I do, actually. And you know, Bill takes care of our in-house network, and he knows we've got an HP server that we use at our company. So, we practice what we preach. I really do like HP. But here's the thing. What most people don't know is that Computer Corner and other local companies all sell computer products like HP and Epson and, you know, many of the top brand names at the same prices you can buy them on the Internet. So you can shop locally, you can support the local economy, and you don't have to pay any more than you would by shopping online. So, you know, some things do fluctuate, parts and memory and things like that, but most of the main brands are all within pennies of each other. So shop locally and support the local economy.
You know, it makes sense to me, Mary. My wife and I, we try to buy locally whenever it's possible, and it does make sense to do that now more than ever.
Absolutely. And, you know, just as a side note, as a result of that company that was based in Texas closing their doors, Computer Corner picked up a state contract, one with the state of New Mexico, to provide HP computers and servers and laptops. And so now that business that the state was actually sending kind of outside the state is staying local. So we're very pleased with that, too.
That's pretty good. Donna, thank you. You've been patient. I'm going to have you on the air in a second. I just want to give out the number again for those of you who are ready to take your calls at 243-3333, 1-800-460-0770, or
#770 on the Verizon Wireless Network.
I do that because I love the way you say pound.
Wow. Okay.
Donna, thank you so much for calling us on this fine Saturday morning. What's up? What can we do for you?
A Dell computer. I'm one of those bad persons.
It doesn't make you a bad person.
We forgive you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I have a smaller screen. My husband got me a bigger one, and I'd like to take the smaller flat screen and put it on my old Sony computer. I think it's a 1997. I use it for the kids.
Okay.
And the flat screen just will take up less room, but I can't get it to work. I can't get the Dell flat screen to work on my Sony, computer.
Okay.
Any suggestions?
Well, 1997, and that computer is not in a museum?
No. You know, the kids play their games on it, the grandkids.
No, I do understand.
They're small, and I'd rather have them mess around with that than my, you know, newer computer.
I understand that one completely. Now, the plugs are the same, so you're just taking the plug from the monitor and plugging it into the back of the computer, and it fits in. And do you get anything?
No.
Not even the initial Dell screen?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So we are getting that. Okay. And I just got a brand new monitor myself last night, and I had a very similar problem. When it was going into Windows, it would go blank. What I had to do was go into safe mode.
Safe mode?
It's called safe mode, and you tap on F8 when it's right after that Dell screen disappears.
F8, okay.
Yeah, and this is going to be a little on the complex side,
I'm
thinking.
Good.
Basically, what you end up having to do is go into safe mode and remove the video driver so that the system comes up in a basic video mode so that it can re-detect the new monitor. Basically, the computer still thinks it has the old monitor.
Okay.
And it's talking the language of the old monitor, and the new monitor is not, they're not getting along.
And, of course, if you don't feel comfortable doing this at all, we can do this for you in our shop. And you can, at the same time, you could actually bring that old monitor, that big CRT, in to be recycled.
About how much would that cost?
I don't know, Bill. How much do you think? It wouldn't be much. It's a quick fix.
We do. To come in and talk to me, I'll do it for
$25. $25.
And Bill actually works Monday through Friday.
I do.
So
it
we can't consider what he's doing today work, even though he thinks it is.
Monday through Friday. And who do I ask for?
For Bill.
Bill.
Okay, Donna?
I think I'll do that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay, Donna, thank you so much for calling. And I hear some music playing, which means that Bob, our producer, wants us to take a break. And we will be back right after these important messages.
This is the Computer Corner Show on the Talk Monster, 770 KKOB. This is the Computer Corner Show. Michael Savage, weeknights at 9 on New Mexico's Talk Monster, 770 KKOB.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Computer Corner Show on 770 KKOB. I'm your host, Phil Shortell, along with Carol and Bill from Computer Corner.
And just as a reminder, you can recycle your old computer equipment. That's monitors, parts, printers, and, of course, computers. You can recycle those at Computer Corner next Saturday, May 3rd, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And Computer Corner is located on Manal, east of Washington.
And don't forget, we're actually getting that recycling done where they wipe your hard drives free, where other people are charging money for that.
Absolutely. And so your data is safe and you're protected.
Yeah,
so we handle these with care, we promise.
Yeah. Come on down and see us. We'd love to see you, and we'd love to get the recycling going. And I did mention that 2 weeks ago, my wife works for a nonprofit organization, and she got two of the refurbished computers that are now being used by senior citizens. And it's a great deal.
Great.
And that company is really good for helping like that. But Dave, you have been waiting long enough. At 4 minutes and 36 seconds, we would love to see if we can help you today.
Well, I've got a simple problem. I'm not online. All I do is play some games.
Mm-hmm.
And I get patches for the games. All right? Corrections?
Mm-hmm. Dave, if you're not online, how do you get the patches for the games?
I have a friend who downloads them onto a disc and then gives me the disc.
Okay.
All right. And now that I've got them in my computer, I want to read what the patches do, what the corrections are, and I can't seem to find the text.
Well, they may not be giving you text, Dave. They may just be giving you actually computer patch code, which is certainly not going to be anything you want to read unless you want to read something like that, because that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Usually patches do come with a README file. It's called readme.txt. So look for that on your computer or on the disk that your friend gives you. And if you don't have an readme.txt file, he's either not getting it himself or just not copying it for you.
Okay. Well, I saw it on his computer when he showed it to me. But I can't remember how he got to it.
Yeah, I think that's going to be it, because they always come the same way.
Okay.
Bill, have you ever seen anything other than README?
No, it's usually a README, or it's a text file, certainly.
I see.
They may change the name occasionally, but it's still a text file.
So then I have, probably I should have that disk in and look for it on that disk.
I would suggest that you do that, because the text is not going to come onto your computer if you have applied the patch directly from the disk. He's not going to copy the README file.
Okay, so why
don't you take a look at that, and if you don't have it, give us a call back, and we'll see if we can give you some other ideas.
I'll give her a shot.
And Dave, thank you again for calling. We love to get the calls from everybody at 243-3333, 1-800-460-0770, or hit it, Bill.
#770 on the Verizon Wireless Network.
And they are all free calls, so don't worry about that. Bob, thank you so much for calling. What's up this morning for you?
This is Bob. Am I on?
You are on the air, Bob. 50,000 watts at your disposal. Tens of thousands of people hanging on your every word. I don't want to put the pressure on you or anything. What's up?
First, I appreciate what she said about the trying to communicate with people in a foreign land when you have trouble with your computers. It's extremely frustrating.
Oh, my goodness gracious, has that been a problem for you in the past? You know, I really don't want to do that because I don't want to make fun of somebody's accent. And those people try very hard, but it is very, very difficult sometimes.
But here's the problem that nobody seems to be able to come up with a solution. Somehow, apparently, my wife's Internet Explorer got damaged. Nobody knows how. She thinks she downloaded something, a screensaver or whatever. Anyway, the AOL people tried to get me to do something with AOL, and then we figured out that Internet Explorer didn't work. I know it isn't our wireless network because my computer works. Plus, when she signs on AOL, she can read her email and everything. She just can't access the Internet. So I tried downloading Internet Explorer to reload it, and that just doesn't work. I mean, I'm from my computer and put it on a disk. Is there some place you can get a copy of Internet Explorer and try and reinstall it?
You can download Internet Explorer 7 from the Microsoft website.
Yeah, but it didn't. When I put it into her computer and tried to get it to run, it didn't work. It just sat there and said...
Well, unfortunately...
And the little deal goes across the screen with the little dots like it's doing something.
Yep.
You know, and 45 minutes later, it's still got the little dots going across the screen. Like it's trying to
okay, that starts to indicate that we may have a bigger problem than just Internet Explorer. Internet Explorer, excuse me, is a integral part of Windows.
Oh boy!
And so, yeah.
Yep, that oh boy was appropriate. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you may actually be looking at something deeper with Windows itself that is corrupted.
Oh boy!
A couple options that you can try are the system restore. Now, do you have an idea about how long this has been going on?
Month or so now. She's just been using my computer.
Okay. System Restore. It's under Start, All Programs, Accessories, System Tools.
Okay.
And it'll come up, and you can restore the computer back to a point in previous times. And it'll come up with a little calendar, and you go find a point that's before the problem started.
Alrighty.
This can correct some things. Not everything.
And beware here, too, that if you have done any other activities since that time, if you've installed new software, things of that nature, you're going to have to do that over again.
It will uninstall those, yes.
That's fine. I don't think, well, she hasn't installed anything. What about pictures and downloads?
It will not affect your personal pictures, data, documents, okay. Things like that. Quicken, none of that gets affected. It's just Windows.
Okay. So I appreciate it.
You can try that,
and if it doesn't work, bring it in.
I'm afraid. We'd love to be able to give you the advice to get everything fixed over the phone,
of course.
Sometimes it just isn't going to happen that way. That's Bill's advice. There is sterling advice, and if that doesn't work, I'm afraid you're going to need to talk to a technician.
And of course, at Computer Corner, we charge a flat rate, $25 diagnostic fee. So, no matter what's wrong with your computer, even if it takes a long time to figure it out, it's a flat rate, $25 to diagnose, and then before we do anything else, we'll call you with an estimate for the repairs. You know, and just so you know, there's places in town that charge over $100 for the diagnostic alone.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. I had trouble with my laptop a while back, and it cost me $150 to figure out what was wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, we're going to say $25 to figure out what's wrong, not necessarily to fix it, but we'll tell you what's wrong.
Okay,
Bob, thank you again for the call. And we have another Bob on the line, but that music in the background tells us that it is time for us to have some more messages and maybe the news from Gary Garrison, too. We will be right back.
This is the Computer Corner Show on The Talk Monster. The Talk Monster, 770 KKOV. Is the Computer Corner Show. Bob Clark and the morning team. Weekday mornings 5 till 10. On New Mexico's Talk Monster. 770 KKOV.
Back again like the bad pennies that we are or something like that. No, that's not a...
No, we're not bad pennies.
We're not. We're good pennies.
We're the good guys.
We are listening. You are listening, actually. We are talking on the Computer Corner Radio Show on 770 KKOB. the biggest radio station in the state, and we're very proud to be here and thankful for that, too.
Absolutely.
I'm Phil Shortell, along with Carol and Bill from Computer Corner.
And right before we get to your calls, and we're just about to take them, I just want to mention again, the best way to recession-proof our state, our city, is to buy locally. If you're going to buy something, buy it locally, get that money staying in our own economy, whether it's books or clothes or computers, please buy locally. And that's, you know, that's always our policy. I hope you agree with me.
Okay. I think they should. I think everybody
Absolutely.
Should. Bob, I hope you agree with it, but we're not going to ask you about that. We're going to ask you what your problem or question is and see if we can help you with that this morning.
Okay. Well, thanks. My problem is that when I get onto the internet, and I use a MSN, it brings up a message saying that MSN has experienced some problems and we're going to basically log off. And so then I push the whatever it tells me to push, and still doesn't let me log off or get out. It kind of like locks in that place, and then I have to control alt delete in order to get out of the internet.
Okay.
And then I have to re-log back in again, and it invariably gives me the same problem again. So have any ideas on what I could do?
Sounds like MSN itself has been damaged. I would uninstall it and re-download the latest version.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about doing. How do I do that?
Go to the control panel.
Yep.
Go to add and remove programs.
What version of Windows are you running, Bob?
Oh, gosh. I couldn't tell you. I'm not sure. It would be the latest because I just loaded it up about just a month and a half ago.
Okay, if it's the latest, then it's not add and remove programs. It's programs, but it's going to be the same procedure.
Yeah, you're going to go into programs. You're going to locate MSN.
Yep.
You're going to uninstall it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on a broadband connection?
Yep.
Okay. Open up Internet Explorer.
Okay.
And do a search for download MSN.
Yeah.
And it will take you to their website, and you can download the latest version of their software install it.
I've done that, but I haven't uninstalled.
Yeah, got to make sure you uninstall the other one. And after the uninstall, even if it doesn't tell you to, I strongly suggest that you reboot the computer.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, uninstall first, then reboot, and then download it.
Correct.
All right.
That's the sequence, and if that doesn't work, call us back, and we'll come up with something else to try to make it happen for you.
The other thing is, if you all have questions out there, our phone lines are pretty busy this morning. If you have questions and we can't get to your question, you can email us at any time at radioshow@compcorner.com. So that's radioshow@compcorner.com.
Okay. And we thank you very much for that. And the lines are busy. We have one line open, 243-3333, and that's only open because Bob just dropped off. So thank you again for keeping these lines full. Ken, you're one of the people we want to thank for doing that. And I hope that we can get a solution for you this morning, too.
Ken, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What's up, Ken? What can we do?
I have Windows Vista, and is there any program that will completely delete past websites?
Completely delete websites visited, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, now, there are several of these out there. I'm not going to try to recommend one over the other, but I have one on my computer called Eraser. It was a free program, and Eraser will it doesn't delete, it overwrites everything. I'm going to suggest that you do the regular delete from inside Internet Explorer, which is Tools, Internet Options, and then delete Browsing History. And then that should get rid of everything. And then if you want to be sure that all vestiges of those files that were downloaded are wiped clean from the machine, then...
Well, I knew you could do that, but I didn't know if that really got rid of everything.
Well, the delete doesn't get rid of it. The delete simply marks the area of the disk as available for use by other programs when you delete Internet files. And I hope the other people out there know that, too. And if not, maybe that was a good thing that I said it.
Yeah.
When you delete Internet files, all you do is mark the area of the disk that the file had occupied as available for other programs to use. It does not delete the content.
Okay. So if you want to really erase everything, you need to get a program.
You need to get a program. There's, as I said, there's one called Eraser.
Right?
I saw one called Shredder. I would just go
on. Are you still there?
I'm still here. Are you still there? Ken? Uh-oh.
Oh, dear, we lost
Ken, that wasn't your fault. I heard you, and it wasn't our fault because I actually didn't push a button that time. I'd like to blame Bill for that, but I can't see him pushing a button either.
I can't reach the buttons from here.
Uh-huh. Ken, if you are listening to us on the radio, call back. We will get back to you on that, but that's an important thing. Deleting the files doesn't delete them. It makes the space available, and that the information could be there a day later, a week later,
right,
a month later, a year later, depending upon what's going on in your computer, and you need another program to wipe them if you do want to do that. Of course, you could bring it into our recycle day, turn in the computer, and it would get wiped then, but then you wouldn't get it back. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to pick up with Jack as the next one on the line. And, Jack, we hope that nothing happens to your line.
Okay. I have a Gateway computer that I bought about a year and a half ago in December. Had Windows XP installed on it, but it came with the Vista Home Premium upgrade, which I installed about a year ago, I think.
Okay.
It worked fine for a year. And about 2 months ago, it started to take 30 minutes or an hour for it to boot up. Once it boots up, it works great. So I never turn it off unless, you know, I have to, or, you know, sometimes I'll do it just before I go to bed. And when I get up in the morning, it's booted up. But
what actually popped into my head is you said you had it just about a year when you started having that happen.
Yes.
Were you using antivirus and spyware protection that perhaps expired? Or do you have protection, active protection still?
I'm using the AVG free version.
Okay. I'll let Bill talk some more about that. You know, we like AVG, but I would just say this. Free is worth every penny.
Yeah.
And it's definitely worth spending, you know, under $50 to get the versions that actually are a little bit better than that. But I'll let Bill continue to answer your question, too.
Well, a couple things come to mind. A, we may have a bunch of junk running in the background. B, we may have some viruses in there. And C, we may be looking at some kind of a hard drive failure.
Or even memory.
It could be bad memory. Could be some bad hardware. Any one of those things could cause the computer to drastically slow down because it's sitting there cranking away trying to get started up and the data's not coming in or something has taken up all the resources.
Here's one thing I just really want to encourage you to do before you do anything else, and that's be sure and back up your data, because if it is your hard drive, one of these days you're going to boot it up and nothing's going to happen.
Right.
And so that, you know, so many people have literally come into our store after that point, and it's too late at that point to get their data.
Data recovery is a very, very expensive proposition.
Yes. If we have to send it out to one of the professional sites, it starts at like $700.
And sometimes we can still get data off a hard drive, but that's a really super important. Okay. So I guess what Bill's saying is that there are so many possibilities of what could be wrong with your computer I would really recommend you bring it in to us for that $25 diagnostic fee.
Yep, that's exactly where I was headed.
Okay, once it boots up, it it runs fast.
Yeah, but there's something going wrong, and when they start to go wrong, they don't get better by themselves.
And if it's a virus, it's just going to keep perpetuating. It's going to get worse and worse and worse until
it's a
disaster.
Talk to you later, Jack. And the music in the background means it's time for our third and final break of the day. And we will be back to pick you up, Ted, Dan, and Mark, and anyone else who calls in after these important commercial messages.
This is the Computer Corner Show on the Talk Monster, 770 KKOB. This is the Computer Corner Show. Bob Clark and the morning team. Weekday mornings 5 till 10. On New Mexico's Talk Monster, 770 KKOB.
Welcome back again. It is the Computer Corner Show. There goes the music. Okay. It's the Computer Corner Show with Phil and Bill and Carol. And you can say us in any order that you want. We thank you all for calling in. We thank for those of you who just listen. We really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. And you know what we were talking about at the break was, during times when the economy is a little bit depressed, people tend, and businesses tend to cut back in areas that just don't make sense to us.
And what I've found over the course of all the years years I've been doing this is that the first area that gets cut is training. And it is so, and I can't use the words to really describe what I think about how foolish it is to cut back on training. Microsoft has done studies, people, and they find that it takes somebody who doesn't know how to do something properly. It takes them 5 to 6 times longer to get it done.
Absolutely.
And so when you don't train somebody, are you really saving money when it takes them a week to do what could have been done in a day?
Absolutely. 5 times more people, more hours to do the job.
It's just 5 times, and you're paying them for the hourly wage. Anyway, that's just one of my pet peeves, and so thank you for bringing it up.
I just couldn't help it since it came up over the break.
Yeah, well, it came up, and I get mad at people who cut back on training because, folks, I guarantee you, you're not saving a penny when you cut back on training. And, Mark, are you in need of training, Mark, or is there something else that we can do for you on this gorgeous...
Oh, I could use training.
I could use some, too, actually. I know.
Well, let me tell you what I've got. This is kind of a weird thing. Never experienced this before. I've got Outlook Express. Yes, I know I'm a dinosaur, but I'm comfortable with it. And for some reason, I have got... of course, I've got folders where I keep all my messages in various categories and stuff.
Right.
And in some of those categories, for whatever reason, the messages have completely disappeared. My wife mentioned she was in one folder a day or two ago and was reading some emails and deleting, and something came up, said, do you, I guess the little box came up, said, do you want to delete this? And there was one she didn't. She said no. And she went from about 250 unread emails to about 15 or 16, but she wasn't in any of the other boxes, other folders, so I don't have any idea what in the world I'm looking at here.
That's a tough one on that. Without seeing exactly what message she had received there, because I'll tell you, I have done it myself. I've seen a message coming up and saying, do you want to do this? And as my finger went down on the key and my voice started screaming when I finally saw that little part of the message that I hadn't been paying attention to.
We've all done that.
Yeah. It hurts.
Yeah. Well, what I can't figure out is she was only in one file. The other files that, and naturally, of course, the emails I lost were irreplaceable. I
mean, of course.
It's never the ones you don't
always
care about.
Right.
But
now,
it was that literally, I mean, she doesn't do a whole lot of internet stuff at all.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got one file that she looks at, and I don't know how that would have affected, I mean.
You wouldn't think it would. Mark, do you ever archive data? I mean, Outlook and Outlook Express, I believe. I know Outlook does archive, so if I really, really, really had to, I could pull up emails from 6 years ago that I myself did intentionally delete a while back.
And, you can set it to auto-archive, and I'm wondering if it wasn't a different message, maybe, than delete.
Well, and also, there's always the deleted items folder.
You know, went there and didn't find any of them. That's what I kind of hoped.
Okay.
Wow.
Is there any chance, like if I did a restore or went back, that they might be there, or am I just history on those most?
I don't believe System Restore covers the Outlook Express data.
It does not.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Now, all of this is making me a little suspicious of a potential virus. Mm. You might make sure you've got a good antivirus, run a full scan.
Okay.
And even then, after you've done that with your local antivirus, go out to there's a website I like. It's called housecall65.trendmicro.com.
Okay.
This is an online virus scanner. It's not monitoring you moment by moment, but it does do a nice spot scan, and it can catch things that, the one that's loaded on your computer may miss.
Okay.
Double check that. When things start popping up and deleting multiple things like that, we need to eliminate that as a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we don't really think, everything is a virus.
But
it is one of the first things you've got to think about whenever anything goes wrong, because it's crazy.
I've got to sit automatically to scan for viruses.
Mm-hmm.
Every night.
But check on that archive possibility, okay? Now, you say it's Outlook Express, not Outlook itself.
Correct.
Okay, but I still would suspect that Outlook Express does have an archive capability. Now, unfortunately, having said that, now as I think about that, one of the things that you can set in the archive is to delete old email and not archive it, literally to throw away the old ones and not save them. But it's worth looking at, and Bill's suggestion, of course, is always worth looking at to see about having a virus on the computer.
Even if you have virus protection software, These, you know, those folks out there are writing new viruses deliberately to get around, especially the bigger name Norton and those. So anybody is still open to a virus, even if you've got virus protection, unfortunately.
Well, I appreciate the help. I'll see what I can do.
And good luck to you on that one, Mark.
Thanks, man.
If that doesn't solve the problem and you do want to contact us after the fact, Bill does pick up the radio show at compcorner.com emails. So don't hesitate to give us a either call at the shop or you can, you know, email Bill. It could be one of these things where we have to actually look at it. Sounds like it could be pretty close.
Yeah, I might want to look at that.
Yeah.
Do some investigations on that.
And I do occasionally hit the microphone like I just did, so I apologize to everybody out there who heard that boom, because that was me writing a note and hitting the boom with my arm as I did that. You know, the only thing I understand less than people who don't do training when the recession hits is people who write viruses. Mm. I don't get what they get out of it.
Well, it's the thrill, or they're angry at somebody, something like that. Yeah.
Okay, but there goes the music. Ted, Dan, and Archie, do not give up hope. We will take your calls off the air. The music is playing. It means it's time for me to say that is it for this week. Thank you so much for all of you who called in, and thank you so much for all of you who listen. We'll be back in 2 weeks, and until then, mind your bits and bytes. This is Phil.
And Carol.
And Bill.
Wishing you carefree computing. The Computer Corner Radio Hour is logging off.
You've been listening to the Computer Corner on News Radio 770 KKOB. Next week, be sure to listen to the Real Estate Show on News Radio 770 KKOB.